Okay, so the last thing that we did was Rabbi Yochanan is saying that we're telling him the pasuk in Yeshua that seems to imply Tveria was a walled city in time Yeshua Numbers, it's Rekes. Mm-hmm. And now we said that no, it's really Chemes, and there's Rekes is really Tzipori, and the Kinneres in that pasuk is really Ginos Ar, because they make beautiful sweets, beautiful fruits that are as sweet as a lyre. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was all you ended off. This is Amarava mi ikalamand Amarekis loved very. He's there somebody really who says that Rekis is not very. I mean, is it possible Rabbi Yochanan said what we just said, right? Veha ki shachiv inish hacha hasam safti le. Safti le hachi gadol hu beshe shach veshem loy be Rekis. And when somebody dies here, meaning, where's Rava speaking?
Babel.
Right? Then they are eulogizing him there in Eretz Yisrael, right? And they say, what do they say? Gadol hu b'sheishach. He was great in Sheishach. Sheishach is like a biblical way of referring to Babel, right? V'shem lo berekes. And he has a name in Rekes. Now the Sanhedrin was sitting in Tevori, from Tveria. That's why they're using the word Rekes, right? V'chimaski aron al hasam zafti lehachi. And when they bring the aron to there, it was already in the time of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, even a little bit before, there was already a strong movement to try to bury people in Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. Like anybody who had the money to pull that particular move would try to get themselves buried in Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. Right? And those graves have been found, by the way. Mm-hmm. So when they would take them, when they would take the aron to there, this is what they would liturgize. Oh, ave seridim yoshve areket se'u vekablu haruge omek. Right? So it says, the ones who love seridim, meaning the ones who love the remnants, but yeshev serid ve'walo in the Gemara in Chagiga and other places is a pasuk that refers to a Talmid Chacham. So serid is really a Talmid Chacham. Mm-hmm. Right? Yoshvei Rekes, the people who sit in Rekes, meaning who's the people who sit in Rekes? The Rabbanim, right? Tveria. Right? Because the Sanhedrin was in Tveria, just the reality. Right? Leave and receive those who are killed in the Omek in the valley. Right? Sorry. So the Gemara always assumes that Babel is the lowest place in the world. Right? Now, I think that they got there because of a figurative sense of Babel being a place of evil, and Babel being a place they really shouldn't be, and a sense of guilt that the Jews were there, and so on and so forth. Right, this idea that we're going from, it's Eretz Yisrael is gavoa mikol haaretz, so it's Eretz Yisrael is the highest place, so Babel is the lowest place. Now, Eretz Yisrael is not the highest place in the world, Kedua, there are mountains that are much higher than Eretz Yisrael, but there is a sense that Eretz Yisrael is on a level which is above the rest of the world, and that's probably where they got this perception from. So I think it's the same way why they think that Babel is the lowest place in the world, because of that.
Okay.
Right? When Rabbi Zeira died, Pasach Aleha Hu Saftana. This is what a professional eulogizer said. That was a job, right? Somebody whose job it is to deliver eulogies. Now remember, Rabbi Zeira started in Bavel and moved to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara always says he fasted for 90 days or something to forget all the Torah he learned in Bavel.
Okay.
Right? Eretz Shinar Hara VeYalada. So Eretz Shinar is another biblical name for Bavel. Was pregnant and gave birth. Eretz Vi Gidla Shashuya. The Eretz Vi, the land of the, I mean, literally the deer, but Eretz Vi means it's a very rats, it's Ratzka's Vi, it's a land where things happen quickly, fruits mature quickly, right? That's Eretz Yisrael, right? Grew up there, taught that plaything, right? Right? Eretz Yisrael raised him. Oy nala amra rekes ki avdak lechem dasa. Right, and now, woe unto Rekes, yeah, right? For Rekes has lost its beautiful instrument, and that's Rabbi Zeira. Ela Amar, I assume it's going to correct it to Rava, right? Chemes zu chame gerar. Chemes is not Tveria, it's chame gerar.
Okay.
Right? Rekes zu Tveria, Rekes Tveria, kinesu kinesar. Why is it called Rekes? Because even the most empty there are full of mitzvahs, like a pomegranate is full of seeds. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Rekes Shema V'Elam Nikrash Shema Tveria. It's really called Rekes. The true name is Rekes, and why is it called Tveria? She Yosheves Betiburo Shel Eretz Yisrael, because it sits at the belly button of Eretz Yisrael, meaning like a dip in the land. That might be in the end, middle of them. Maybe it means in the middle. Rashi seems to think it's in the middle. I suppose if you go up to... It's not really in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, the biblical Eretz Yisrael.
But it's closer to the middle.
Then Yerushalayim? Not really, but if you go up to...
It goes much further north.
Ah, so Eretz Yisrael doesn't go that far north. David's conquest goes that far north. Okay. It's not really part of Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. And that's not a technical distinction. It makes a difference, but...
I mean, there are other places.
Sorry?
I don't know if Rashi's sense of geography is... Like, there's some weird things in Chumash with geography.
Rashi on Chumash is actually pretty good. Not perfect, but surprisingly good, considering he'd never seen the land he was describing. Right. Like, it's not, you know, way off. Anyway, okay, that's going to be Rava. There's this confusion between Rava and Rava consistently in the Gemara. Mm-hmm. Part of the problem is that there's definitely a lot of Rishonim who have assumed that Rava and Rava were Davka, meaning Rava was one person and Rava was the other. But there's a fair bit of evidence that might not actually be the case from manuscripts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's actually a difference, and they were both called Rava or Rabba or whatever, so complicated. But anyway, right? I'm a Rekeshma, it's called Rekes, Velama Nikra Shma Tveria, and why is it called Tveria? Shatova Reyasa. Right? Because it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm a Zeira, Katrun Zipori. Katrun is a place called, place in the past called Katrun is really Zipori. Rekeshma Tzipori, Sheva Shervis, Berosha Har, because he's sitting on the head of a mountain like a bird. The Katron Tzipori, is that really true? The Katron Bechel Kosh Zvulun. Katron was in Zvulun. Right? Havai, Dichsev Zvulun Loho Rishes Yotri Katron. Zvulun didn't kick out the people who lived in Katron. There's Yotri Nalul, and another place called Nalul. There's Zvulun Misra Emel Midoisav, Havishinemar Zvulun Am Cheref Navshoi La Maves. Right? And Zvulun. Right, was upset that he got land that he didn't want, as the pasuk says. Right, Zvulun is upset unto death, killing himself here. Right, Matam Mishum de Naftali al Merom Misadet, because Naftali was in the plains. Right, Amar Zvulun Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rebono Shel Olam La'achayna Sata Lahem Sadei Sukramim Elina Sata Haring Voice. You gave my brother fields and vineyards, and you gave me mountains and valleys. You gave him land and you gave me seas. Not fair, right? Venaros and rivers. Amar loy cool and srichin lachal yedechi lozoin. You're really, really cool because your land is where the tichilozon will be found. Rashinimar. Amim Hari Krol, nations, meaning nations of Israel, right? The tribes will be called to the mountain. Ushufune Tumunehol. They're going to want the things that are hidden in the sand. Right? So the Chilozon is hidden in the sand, parenthetically. The Murex Merkulus is, in fact, hidden in the sand. Right? Tane Rav Yosef, right? Rav Yosef says, Sufuni ze Subachalzon. That's referring to the Chilozon. Tumune Zotaris. Right, the Tumunah thing that's hidden is really is something different. It's called the Taris, which is something else. The answer called Zuzchuchis Levana. Right, Chol. That's really white glass. It's beautiful glass. Right, you use good quality glass sand for making glass. Amar Levana Rabbanu Shlola Mimodiani. That's it. Who's gonna tell me? Right, meaning who's gonna be the one who's gonna pay me for all this? Amar loy sham yizbechu zivchei tzedek. There they will make the correct korbanos. Right, siman ze yehilecha. This will be a sign for you. Kol hanotel mimcha beloy damim ena moil beprakmatia shelo klum. Right, they will not if they take it without paying. Meaning they just come and take. They don't pay zvulun. Then they will. Their trade will not work. Because it's not going to be tzedek. The isalkadaita katron zipori. And if he thought katron is zipori, am I misraim al midoisav? Why would he be so upset? The hahavia zipori milsa adifa tuva. Zipori is awesome. Right? Why is zipori awesome? I don't really know. Right? Zipori is a nice place. You know? The chisema de leis ba zava schal of advash. And if you say zipori is not part of the land that's described as falling in myth and honey. Right? Right? I saw a land that was flowing with milk and honey in Sipori, a beautiful field, and it was 16 by 16 mil. So don't worry, that's also flowing with milk and honey. Okay. And if you say that maybe it's just not as much, like it's small, this place, which is, you know, flowing with honey. I'm a rabbi barachana, I'm a rabbi yochanan, that didn't cut the lazawas, how rush the whole area as well, that have ya ke mi be kube ad akra de sulbe kani esrin vesartin parse urka ufusia shisa parse. I mean, they're saying, and if you say that it's that he doesn't have as much, then Rabbi Baruch Hani says, I saw the flowing milk and honey of all of Eretz Yisrael, and he's describing a part of the land. He's describing a part of the land, which anyway is not, you know, massively bigger, right? It's 25 by 16 parasols. I mean, it's bigger, but like, you know, Zvulun, it sounds like Zvulun got a fair portion, right? That seems to be the point that they're making. Afilu hachi sado sukramim adifalei. And I don't know the places that he's referring to, but you know, that seems to be the message, right? Even so, right, fields and vineyards would have been better. Dikanami dichsiv naftali moromis ad naftalei is on the plains, right? Shma mina. Ama rabbi avol ve'ekron ta'aker. Ekron is going to be uprooted. Zu kesari basa edom shehi yesheves bein ha'cholos. That's Kesaria. Right, which is sitting among the dunes, because Caesarea is on the shore, right? Like, really, really, really on the shore. It goes all the way to the sea. Vehi haisa yaseid kuali Yisrael b'mei Yevonim, and it was like a peg shoved into Yisrael in the days of the Greeks. Uchse gavra malchus beis chashmonai benitzchum ha'yukorin osa achidas migdal shir, and when the chashmonaim beat the Greeks and kicked them out, right? It was called Achidas Migdal Shir, which means the one that was taken, Achidas, Achiz, like from Achiza, right? Taken Migdal Shir, right? The Tower of Song. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Maidich Siv Vasirosida Mav Mipi Veshikutzav Mi Ben Shinav. What does it mean when it says, I will take the blood from his mouth and the disgusting things from between his teeth? Inishar Gam Hu Leloyhenu. And he will be left for our God. That refers to the taking the blood out of his mouth. That refers to the base of Avodah Zarah, right? Veshikutzabi ben shinav ze base galia shelahen. That's another Avodah Zarah place, right? Shikutzabi ben shinav, the disgusting things from between his teeth. The train to the galia, that's some sort of other house of Avodah Zarah, would be... would be my guess. I'm not saying exactly what it is, right? Benishar gamhul eloheinu elu batekin esiyis evatei batnijosh shebet edom. And that's, it'll be left for our God. That's the shuls and the batei midrash in Edom, which will survive even after the Avodah Zarah is destroyed. Right?
They're talking about Edom in general, or about Kisaria?
I mean, the Pasuk is talking about Tzor, which is in Lebanon. Sometimes the Gemara seems to assume that Tzor is like associated very intimately with Edom.
Right? And they will be like the champion in Yehuda, and Ekron will be like the Yevusi. Right? The Yevusi, you know what happened with them in Sefer Yehoshua, right? They became like the slaves. Yerushalayim. I'm going to translate it. I'm going to say it the way it's usually said, Tarteyaos, I don't, you know, it's Tarteyaos, whatever. Theaters, right? Verkarkisais. Shebe Edo Shasidin Sari Yehuda Lalamid Bahen Torah Be Rabim. Those are the theaters and the circuses of Edom, right, which Yehuda will teach Torah in them en masse. Right, so we're talking about, you know, this low, pathetic form of mass entertainment. It's either very Antanua, that's theater, or violent and revolting and involving Shvichus Damim, that's the circus, right? And and we're going to use those places to teach Torah. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this idea of us, so, you know, appropriating, you know, icons of, you know, the culture around us and using it to teach Torah is really happening. This one is it. Like we're living in an extraordinary time.
Right.
Right? You know, let's see your mashats in Madison Square Garden. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I mean, not that Madison Square Garden is anything, you know, as spectacularly awful as the Colosseum in Rome, but like, you know. Anyway. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Leshem Zu Pamias. Leshem is a place called Pamias, right? Ekron Teaker Zu Kesari Vasadom, Shehi Haisam Metropol and Shel Malachim, right? Ekron, which will be uprooted, is really Kesari, which is the, was the city of the kings, right? Ikrami Ika de Amri de Mirabi Ba Malchi Vika de Amri de Mukmi Mina Malchi Kisari Vyushalim. So there are some people who say that it's because they would do and they would anoint their kings there, and there are some people who say it's because that's where they the kings of Kisari Yerushalayim would actually sit. That was the seat of their government. Meaning the government of Yehuda, okay. Or the province of Judah.
Kisari Yerushalayim doesn't go with the next phrase?
Maybe actually you're right about that, and I read it incorrectly just a minute. No, I think it's meant to be read like that. Yeah. The Im Yomar Lecha Adam Charvu Shtein, and somebody says they're both destroyed. Al Ta'amin. Don't believe him. Yashua Shtein, Al Ta'amin, both of them are settled. Don't believe him either. Right? Charva Kisari Yashua Yishleim, Charva Yishleim Yashua Kisari Ta'amin. If one of them is destroyed and the other is not, whichever way it may be, believe him, right? Because Yishleim and Kisari exist in conflict. Because Kisari is Edom and Yishleim is not. It's us. Right? Shneimar Amala Charava Imliazu. Charava zu imliya zu charava zu. It says, I will fill the destroyed one. So when one is destroyed, the other one is filled. And when the other is destroyed, then that one, then the first will be filled. Okay. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Meyacha Ulo Omel Omel Yamatz. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said from a different place. Ulo Omel Omel Yamatz. Right. With Rivka, they will fight, constantly be fighting. Therefore, you can't really have a situation when both of them are standing. Okay. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak Mai Dichsiv Yuchan Rasha Baal Lemad Sadik, right? And Rabbi Yitzchak said, "What does this pasuk mean? That that the Rasha will, I suppose, receive, will be ready or something, right? And the Tzadik won't learn. Baal Lemad Sadik won't learn righteousness. Not the Tzadik won't learn. He won't learn righteousness." Amar Yitzchak Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam Yuchan Esav Amar Lo Rasha'u. Said Esav should receive mercy. That's why he's learning it, right? It's learning it. Yuchan from Hanina from mercy. He said Amar Lo Rasha'u. He's a Rasha. Why should I give him mercy? Amar Lo Baal Lamad Tzedek. Says he can't learn to be righteous. That's not fair, right? Amar Lo Be'eretz Noichechos Ye'ol. Right. So he's going to come to the place of present, to the land of the present, meaning he's going to come to Yerushalayim and going to destroy it, right? Relayim Cain, Bal Yirah Gavas Hashem. In that case, he should not see the strength of God. I mean, it's in that case, Inachinami, right? V'Amar Yitzchak, May Dichsiv Al Titein Hashem Ma'avaye Resha Zamo Al Tapek Yiro Mosela. Like, what does it mean, right? Hashem shouldn't give in to the player, to the plots of the evildoers. He shouldn't bring out into fruition his plots, right? They should not rise, Selah, forever. Amar Yaakov, Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov said it front of Hashem. Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Al Titein LeEsav HaRasha, Ta'avas Levo. Don't give him what he wants, right? Zamo Al Tafek, his plots should not be taken out. Zu Germania Shel Edom. There's a place called Germania in Edom. Maybe it's Germania in some Gersois, I don't know. Right? I mean, as in it is, I don't, you know. Right? Shil Malehen Yotz in Macharivin Kol Ha'olam Kolei. Because if they leave their place, they could destroy the entire world. The Gemara is very shortly after the Visigoths and the Huns and all of that, so. I mean, that didn't affect them very much in Eretz-Yisrael, but, you know, there was missed on some impression that these are people who are able to do damage.
Right.
Because they weren't.
Yeah.
Yisharkoach.